Okay. There had been a prohibition on having a home equity loan on ag property unless it was used primarily for the production of milk. That prohibition is no longer there. It was repealed. So that's the first bullet point on this slide. The prohibition against home equity loans on homesteads on ag property is repealed. Only certain categories of authorized lenders are permitted to make home equity loans, and there's been an expansion of those authorized lenders. Certain insured depository institutions were previously authorized. Now, subsidiaries of those insured depository institutions are also authorized to make home equity loans, so subsidiaries of banks, S&L, savings banks, and credit unions. There is a clarification that Texas state-regulated mortgage bankers and mortgage companies are also listed as authorized lenders. What else is new? Well, in connection with HELOCs, there is a 50% advance limit. So generally, lenders set their credit limit at the lesser of the 80% combined loan-to-value limit and the 50% advance limit. But that 50% advance limit now is repealed. We're going to talk about that in more detail. What also changed? In connection with the home equity loan, you have to give a prescribed notice, this notice concerning extensions of credit. Well, with all these changes, that notice had to change. So the notice has been changed. So you need to make sure you're using the new prescribed notice. Also, a big development, we talked about it again, you're now able to refinance a home equity loan as a non-home equity loan, this season refinance or Section F2 refinance. Okay, let's go into more detail about some of the changes. And the changes with respect to the home equity fee limit. There's an interpretation now that deals with that bona fide discount points. The interpretation expressly provides that bona fide discount points used to buy down the interest rate are interest and therefore excluded from the 2% fee limit.